All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Yes, it's true. Pfizer and Trump are basically, how does the expression go, in bed together? And look who's applauding it. Your friend and not mine, Bob Jr., and also Dr. Oz. Hey, wasn't he on a TV show? Now, to the side of Trump, we have Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, also a veterinarian. Bourla, keep your hands off my dog and cat. Now, we're going to be taking a look at the Pfizer stock price. We're going to be taking a look at the White House announcement. And then I put together what I think is a kind of funny video, taking some of Bob's comments and giving you my little snarky analysis, so to speak. Before we do any of that, this is a sponsored video, and I want to thank the sponsor of this show, and we are over here at noblegoldinvestments.com. Noble Gold has been with me from the beginning, friends, and it's the only gold company that I trust. And trust me, if you're not investing in gold, some would say that you are being used, because Wall Street, Washington, the feds, they don't care about your future. They care about control. And as they push their agenda forward, they're going to take everything they can from you, your retirement, your portfolio, your freedom, as we're seeing it, all of it. And the only way to really protect yourself is to stop playing their rigged game and untether your wealth from the system that they control before it's too late. So the simplest way is to move your money into a universal asset that the government cannot print, they cannot freeze, and they cannot devalue. And that asset is gold. So you've got options here, friends. With Noble Gold Investments, you can roll over your retirement into real physical gold and silver, meaning you can have that shipped to your door if you want. This is wealth that is beyond the government's reach, but it's in your hands. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. You can get information, and there is actually a free wealth protection kit. So check it out, noblegoldinvestments.com. There is a promotion for October, and with qualified accounts, you're going to get one 10-ounce silver American flag bar and a 1-ounce silver American eagle proof coin. So check it out, and you can also give them a call. I've got the number here for you, 877-646-5347. And there is a required disclaimer that all investment carries a risk, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So get your questions answered by the experts over at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, before we look at the video that I admittedly edited for a few little laughs here at the end, let's take a look at what the president actually did. So I'm recording here on October 9th, and this was announced on September 30th. So Trump announces first deal to bring most favored nation pricing to American patients. This is kind of a workaround for the tariffs. If you've seen any of my videos on tariffs, they are harmful overall for the consumer, for the economy. There are other ways to achieve what Trump wants to do without inflicting tariffs. So if you're interested in that, I've got an entire tariffs playlist. But basically, this is just a win for pharma. I mean, I think you can see that, because the consumers are still going to be paying the tariff increased prices on all of the generic medication. So I'm going to share with you an image of a few of these drugs that now are going to have lower prices. Eucrisa, Xeljanz, and Zavzerpret. Oh my goodness, these crazy names. I've got a video for you about how they come up with these crazy names as well. That will be for another day. But here we've got Trump and Bourla shaking hands. And I can't tell if that's a Masonic handshake. It's a little tough to make out, but I certainly have seen Trump doing the Masonic handshakes in the past. And here Pfizer also has an announcement, and it says Pfizer reaches landmark agreement with US government to lower drug costs for American patients. The voluntary agreement meets the president's four requests while also protecting the U.S. ecosystem responsible for America's leadership in delivering medical breakthroughs. Now, friends, I don't want to minimize anyone who is actually being helped by being on a drug or having any kind of mainstream medical intervention. Absolutely, there are times when people want to make those choices. I don't like the government getting involved in it. So here, Pfizer is going to, it says they will get certainty from tariffs and clarity on a pricing framework that furthers Pfizer's ability to expand investment in US-based innovation. Well, what is that US-based innovation? It wouldn't have anything to do with cocktails, the injectable kind now, would it? Oh, well, take a look here. Pfizer will fully focus on delivering the next generation of cures, especially in cancer, obesity, vaccines. Did you catch that one, friends? And inflammation and immunology. And your friend and not mine, Bob Jr., was applauding this and giving lots of accolades to his mentor, I guess, Trump. So yes, it's a historic agreement because your dollars and my dollars are going to pay for this. And the fact is, it hasn't really helped Pfizer's stock price too much, right? This is today's stock price, and you can see it actually tanked all throughout the day. Let's take a look at 5 days ago. Ooh, still on a downward trajectory. You wouldn't think that Trump would be trying to shore up the Pfizer stock now, would you? Let's take a look at a month ago. Do you see what I see? Well, what I see is after Trump's announcement, here's September 29th, Trump came out with the press release on September 30th. The stock jumped a few dollars, nothing earth-shattering. So that is really, really interesting to me that investors are not going for more of Pfizer. I guess people realize that the idea of getting a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or 100th cooties booster is not as attractive as they thought in the beginning. So here's something else, another headline. The Pfizer-Trump pharma deal is a win for branded pharma, but not for consumers. The deal on drug prices between the U.S. administration and Pfizer will leave the margins of innovative pharma companies intact. Did you get that, friends? Benefits to consumers will be modest. Furthermore, prices for generic medication are still set to increase because of tariffs. Here are the drugs that have been pretty much targeted to be more affordable. Let's see if any of these apply to you. Eucrisa. Does that sound like something you want to take or use? Oh my gosh, a topical ointment for atopic dermatitis will be made available at an 80% discount to patients purchasing directly, I guess directly from Pfizer. So perhaps that helps people. I heard that dermatitis is a very common side effect from getting too many other products injected into your body, if you know what I'm saying. Xeljanz. That sounds appealing. A widely used oral medication for rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, and ulcerative colitis will be available at an astounding 40% discount to patients purchasing directly. Well, you might want to think twice about that, friends, because the very brief research I did to grab this photo shows that Xeljanz has heightened risks with a JAK inhibitor, and there's yellow caution tape. Unlike the yellow caution tape they didn't put around the Charlie Kirk event, they just let a truck come in and pour concrete right over that crime scene. Pretty interesting. But there's crime scene tape around the Xeljanz. Again, when I think about rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis and ulcerative colitis, the data that I found seems to indicate that that also can be a side effect from having too many other products injected into your bloodstream for the purpose of improving your immune system. How about the next one? Zavzpret. Oh, that sounds appealing. It's a commonly utilized treatment for migraines, and it will be sold directly to patients at a 50% discount. I don't know what they mean about sold directly. I guess that means no pharmacies will make any money off this. The middleman is cut out, and I guess you're buying directly from Pfizer. It may be that there are some in my audience that are using these medicines and they are applauding the discount. And I think that is fantastic for you. I don't know why other people have to pay for it though. Just asking. All right, friends, as promised, we're going to take a look at a video that I doctored up for you. So I hope you have a sense of humor. If you don't have a sense of humor, it's best to stop watching this video now. And I will say that by and large, the MAGA, which I think we all know by now, has to do with high-level magic. It's like a high-level magician. And also, I believe it has to do with sorcery, which is pretty much magic, and also the dark arts there. And Maha, which to me brings to mind the Maha Bone, which is the sacred text, if you can call them that, of the Freemasons. It's probably just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence, friends. They named it MAGA and Maha just because it means make America great again and make America healthy again. Because don't you know, it's the government's job to make you healthy. So let's sit back and watch this very short video that I've doctored. And again, if you don't have a sense of humor and a sense of snark, it's best to just take a pass.
So, Bobby, I'd like you to speak about this, and what a great job, and thank you very much.
And Mr. President, this would not have happened without President Trump's leadership. Everybody had tried. Nobody could make it happen. And it was President Trump alone who, with his doggedness, his persistence, his insight, he saw this clearly. This is real leadership. It's somebody, a president who has a vision and makes that vision happen. And I can't think of any other president of the United States who could have done this in our history. I'm very grateful to you. This is an extraordinary benefit. The American people, thank you for your vision, President Trump. Your bold action, your unwavering commitment to health and well-being of the American people. Never has a president stood up so bravely for the American people with respect to health care. And I, by the way, I forgot to thank Albert Burla. Albert and I have had a long history of antipathy and antagonism toward each other. But I have to say his leadership in this took tremendous courage. And he really created a template for corporate responsibility for putting public health ahead of his individual interests. Today is about another promise made by President Trump and another promise kept by President Trump to the American people. And it's only just the beginning. This is all thanks to your unwavering leadership, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.